And since we do create our own suffering, you've already talked about this in Buddhism, we realize that an essential part of it is that this is suffering that we are connecting to, and that when we learn, I mean, I'm using actually Western language to say let go, but when we recognize that we don't have to be in that suffering, that we get there. Now, I think the Buddhism's got a long and I think probably award-winning history of helping people do that. And yet, you're a Christian. You have this long history with the Episcopal Church, which you still value deeply, which is still part of you. You attend a UCC, United Church of Christ Church, currently. So you're clearly being rooted in Christianity. And yet, I think both of us can say, yeah, well, maybe the Buddhists do it better. After you finished this book, did it make you want to go to be a Buddhist?
Well, I have to be honest and say that for a very long time, I've been fascinated by Buddhism. I've studied it extensively. I called it an academic habit when people ask me about it. Some scholars would say, how do you know so much about Buddhism? Well, I made it a hobby, you know. And in my personal life, I spend a lot of time reading and thinking about the teachings of the Buddha, and I practice meditation because I think that the Buddha made some very important discoveries about the human mind and the way we relate to the world and how to overcome the sufferings of this life. I had a professor in graduate school who called himself a Buddhist Baptist, and I used to say that I'm a Buddhist Christian in the same vein, you know, that Christianity is sort of the foundation, and it's not incompatible with very much of what the Buddha taught, because Buddhism without all of the ritual and the accoutrements like bells and whistles and incense and all that is a philosophy of life, a psychology. Actually, I think I've been known to say that the Buddha was the first psychologist because he understood the human mind so very well. And that's really what his teachings were all about, is learning to control that mess that goes on in our own heads. It's what trips us up. So yeah, so my foundation is Christianity. I love to imagine a conversation between Jesus and the Buddha, how that might have gone. Could I be on a fly on the wall